Welcome to Nurse Educator Podcast. I'm Marilyn Orman, Editor-in-Chief of Nurse Educator. With me today are Dr. Jennifer Chica. Jennifer is a part-time faculty at the College of Health and Human Services, University of North Carolina, Wilmington, and Mr. Robert Cadell. Robert is an adjunct professor, School of Education from Johns Hopkins University. Thank you so much for joining us today for this podcast and sharing your expertise on HyFlex model.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Always glad to share a little bit of what's going on in an evolving situation.
Great, that's wonderful. And I think it's best if you don't mind sharing with our listeners what you mean by HyFlex course model. What is it? And where do you think and how do you think it fits with nursing education?
Absolutely. So the hybrid flexible or HyFlex course model is a student-centered approach where students pick their preferred class format on a daily, weekly, and/or topical basis. Formats could include face-to-face, synchronous online, or asynchronous online. Central concepts include learner choice, equivalency, reusability, and accessibility, and each format has requirements to keep student workload the same. Mr. Cadell's work at Johns Hopkins University was shared with me as, along with other School of Education faculty, he was interviewed regarding his innovative ideas for remote teaching and learning. Mr. Cadell discussed his use of the HyFlex model, and I immediately saw it fit with nursing education. In addition to the changing higher education landscape, such as more students learning online and changing student attributes, the global pandemic has really forced nursing faculty to take a hard look at their course delivery methods and make some changes. I feel that the HyFlex model helps address these concerns, in addition to perhaps addressing the need for more flexibility for nursing students, as many are frontline workers during this difficult time.
And I think that provides a good rationale why this model does fit well with nursing education. Robert, could you tell us about the courses that you teach and why you selected the HyFlex course model for your courses?
Sure. I've been very fortunate to go ahead and teach these two courses for the last 20 years. So that's quite an evolution. And they are the capstone course and seminar in teacher leadership, and it's a final class for graduate students before their master's. And simultaneously, I teach the action research class for school improvement, and that, of course, is a graduate course too. The evolution, I think, is important in terms of the prior experience, because if you imagine 20 years ago, things started out fairly traditional, and things have really accelerated in the last few years, so that HyFlex now becomes a model that makes a lot of sense for a lot of people.
I think when you talk about evolving, do you think that if we adopted this in nursing education, we would also have to see it evolve? It sounds to me like from Jennifer's initial response, this could be something I could use in my own courses starting next semester.
Absolutely. I think the clientele, if you will, has changed and times have changed, and that's in an awful lot of ways. So they've changed in terms of what people expect. Also in terms of scheduling, I know in my world, which is the education graduate courses, the clientele has changed in terms of the amount of stress they're under. There's a whole lot of difference going on in terms of their time, their family. The students tend not to be coming right out of undergraduate school, and all of that adds up to a real need to address this in ways that meet and help their growing challenges. So it's when I say evolution too, it's really about that and meeting the needs of students in today's world, and of course, let's not ignore technology and the advances that are happening so fast.
What do you see, Robert, as benefits of the model? But I guess the other thing I think our listeners will be interested, what are some additional challenges that you face or I would face with using this model for my courses?
Well, the benefits are, as I say, evolving in terms of my understanding of them and the high flex model, because it isn't a set model in terms of what's going on out there. But the benefits that I am beginning to see and understand as I teach this this way is really a couple of things. One, to really keep track of things, I think when you're changing a course, if you will, from a regular course to a high flex model, I think the first thing you have to decide is what is the rigor that you're going to hold on to and the non-negotiable requirements that are there. And then you can go ahead and begin to add in all the different things that can help with a high flex model. It really allows students to construct their own interactions. I believe the theory of self-determination is a real motivator, and it seems to apply here because students are building their own construction of how to approach the material that's you're presenting to them in a particular framework. So it's really interesting, and I can speak to it right now with the students I'm teaching, in that everybody begins to develop their own story. So the 20 students that I'm working with right now, they kind of have self-directed themselves into a special way to learn. And out of that personalized approach that they get to do, there's a different kind of ownership and really almost a different way that the community of learners are built online. And I find that very, very interesting to go ahead and analyze, and there comes the action research part of me, to go ahead and take a look at what really is happening with the choices that students are being given.
And you probably find yourself more in a mentor role with students if they're doing so much of this design themselves?
Well, very much so. I can't help but think of the students I'm currently working with, because what happens there is they make choices, and then, of course, over the course of 15 weeks, many things can happen, particularly around COVID when you're working with teachers and in and out of schools. And they reveal a whole lot more to me individually in terms of separate Zoom conferences or the way that I approach the feedback to the class. And I think that's an interesting one too, in that the feedback that I give after every paper is individualized to each student, but at the same time, it turns into one large PDF that everybody gets to read. And reading it online leads to a different kind of reflection. And out of that reflection comes some individual conversations that really allows me into the world and the challenges that they are facing individually that honestly I'm not sure they would share if we were only in an in-person class. So there is a mentor, if you will, a role that's kind of evolving, where I get to know the circumstances a little bit better than I did when it was even in person or an online class traditional.
How much more time, though, does this model require for faculty? Because I'm worried about some of the, not worried, but I wondered about some of the reactions that I might have from colleagues that this would require too much time for them. Could you talk a little bit about the challenge of time for faculty, planning, arranging, thinking about this model?
Sure. I've been greeted with some comments, to say the least, because the Johns Hopkins, since it was fairly new, had me record, which is what Jenny had a chance to hear. I get a lot of, I really don't want the students dictating to me how they want to learn. And that's really not understanding the high flex model. My colleagues talk about you're competing with my responsibilities, my mental health, to have a student being able to contact me at any time. And honestly, I don't think that holds too much water, in the sense that you still are the instructor and you're building the framework to go ahead and work on the alternative ways that people can approach their learning. And, you know, there are, again, software tools that I think everybody needs to be familiar with and train yourself a little bit with that allows you to control the flow of when students can reach you and how you can interact with them online. So it's, I think you still are the teacher and you're still central to the instruction. And I don't think that changes. What HyFlex does is give students more self-direction. And honestly, that, in my short experience with this model, leads to intense motivation. And one more thing I would throw out there is that my two courses have done very well with HyFlex, and I think it's because I rely heavily on case studies and artifacts, which come from my own experience of 40 years in the classroom. And so that kind of learning where they're looking at artifacts and then they're generating their own questions, that level of activity is important to go ahead and see. And I think once an instructor sees that he framed it and then they react to it, and then you develop a whole different level of communication that I really find fascinating to see how it's going and the differentiation that's actually beginning to happen.
And that would work well for nursing courses because Jennifer, I'm sure, confirmed this. Most of us have fit in and really integrated cases and problem-based learning and higher mm-hmm. level questions, just what you said, in our more traditional courses. So it seems to me that just your use of cases and stories does make it fit well with nursing education.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Encouraging that higher level thinking versus, you know, the lower level item.
Jennifer, I wondered if you could talk about some resources that would be available for faculty who are interested in implementing this model. And I just want to review again for our listeners that this hybrid flexible model or HyFlex course model is one where the students then select their preferred format that may include face-to-face, synchronous online, and asynchronous online. So I guess, Jennifer, the question that our listeners are thinking about now is, what kind of resources would be available if I wanted to do this with my courses?
Absolutely. So although there are many resources available for faculty implementing this model, one of the most comprehensive resources available is Brian Beatty's freely available electronic book titled Hybrid Flexible Course Design, Implementing Student-Directed Hybrid Classes. And the nice thing about this book is it's freely available. It can be viewed online or it can be downloaded as a PDF. Dr. Beatty's comprehensive resource describes the model and offers ways for educators to implement this model. He also outlined several exemplar uses of the model from around the world to show ways to use the model. Many other higher education publications have useful resources, such as a 2020 blog from Inside Higher Ed, which helps educators decide how to incorporate HyFlex into their courses, as well as provides ideas of how to manage this course model. For example, during synchronous Zoom sessions, the instructor could assign someone to monitor the chat for questions, and this person could present the material to the educator as appropriate. As you know, when you're running a Zoom meeting, it can be really hard to monitor what you're saying, monitor the chat box, and all that. So maybe assigning a student to help you with that would be a good solution. So while keeping in mind the need to utilize scholarly resources and adhering to those evidence-based teaching practices, searching the web reveals many valuable resources for faculty as they implement the HyFlex model in nursing education.
Thank you so much, Jennifer Chica, and it's Chica, right?
Chica.
Okay, I wanted to get that right for everybody. And Robert Cadell, who's at Johns Hopkins, and I really appreciate your sharing this model with us today. It's a model that fits well with nursing education, but so few people know about it. This concludes our podcast today.